Geek Radio Daily for Weekend Eve, which always feels okay, which most of the time feels good. Hi, by the way, it's the 8th of March, it sounds right. We're the fine folks. I'm the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those places. Yeah, you might have noticed that I said I and not we, and specifically did that. Well, there's a reason for that, and I guess we'll get there. But first, you should know, hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn. Indeed I am, because as it turns out, podcasting's Rich Siegfried was ordered to be at court today. Huh. All right, we'll come back. Put a pin in that. We'll come back. This date, 1618. Johann Kepler formulates his third law of planetary motion, which states the squares of the orbital periods of planets are directly proportional to the cubes of the semi-major axis of the orbits, which means the period of a planet's orbit around the sun is determined by its distance from the sun. 1775, Joseph Priestley, having discovered oxygen and being the first person able to breathe, experiments with mice in his home laboratory to determine whether or not it's necessary to support life. Turns out, you need it. 1946, in New York City, a helicopter is licensed for commercial use for the first time in history. 1952, an artificial heart is used for the first time, and a 41-year-old man keeps him alive for 80 minutes, and he loved every bit of it. 1955, Doug Ross of MIT publicly demonstrates that the director tape for the groundbreaking WorldWind computer. The director is a predecessor of later operating systems. It's the first computer to be considered truly digital rather than just having electronic flashing components. The first computer to operate in real time and the first to have a video terminal, which was a large O-scope screen, for graphic and text output. 1960, for the release of Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock and Paramount mandate that no one is to be admitted to the theater after the film has started, so not to spoil the suspense. This is the first step in what will eventually become the industry standard of having actual times for movies and not just playing them all day and you show up whenever the hell you feel like it. 1964, American International Pictures releases the horror film The Last Man on Earth, directed by Sidney Scowlow, starring Vincent Price and Franca Bittata. The film is based on the novel I Am Legend by Richard Matheson and is still the best version of it ever made. Bring it, Will Smith! 1976, the largest single recovered stony meteorite in history falls in Jilin, China during a meteor shower that drops over 4,000 kilograms of extraterrestrial rock, which should be the greatest album ever. 1978, the first episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy radio series airs on BBC Radio 4. It's notable for being the first comedy series to be produced in stereo. 1979, the first extraterrestrial volcanoes are discovered on Io, a satellite of Jupiter, by Voyager 1. Also in 79, in Eindhoven, Netherlands, Philips publicly demonstrates a prototype of the first optical digital audio disc format, the compact disc, at a press conference. 1983, according to Twin Galaxies, Bruce Borsato scores a record-setting 313,330 points playing the arcade game Buck Rogers at the Electric Pizzazz Arcade in Trail, British Columbia. That game was not easy. 2000, the Coca-Cola company warns consumers that an internet chain letter promising free Coke products as a reward to help build an email database is a hoax, even if it does come from a Nigerian prince. 2002, in the case of Random House versus Rosetta Books, Judge Sidney H. Stein of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York rules that e-books do not violate Random House's exclusive rights to publish written works. The judgment paves the way for authors to publish their works electronically, independent of major publishers. In birthdays, James Vanderbeek's 41, that's Dawson. He was also in The Rules of Attraction, Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, and CSI Cyber. Freddie Prinze Jr. is 43 from I Know What You Did Last Summer, and that baseball movie we won't talk about. Cameron Manheim is 57 from The Road to Wellville, The Practice, Ghost Whisperer, Harry's Law, Person of Interest. Susan Clark is 78 from Colossus, The Forbin Project, The Apple Dumpling Gang, and of course, Cherry Forever in Porky's. George Ennis is 80 from The Italian Job, Stardust, and Morons from Outer Space. No longer with us, born this date, 1910, Claire Trevor got top billing in Stagecoach, not John Wayne, and Key Largo. 1921, Alan Hale Jr., Skipper! The Giant Spider Invasion, Hang 'em High. The 1924, Sean McClory from Them! 1943, Lynn Redgrave from Tom Jones, The Happy Hooker, and House Calls. You know that movie that has the real Trapper John in it? Not Pernell Roberts, but we did all that before. And taking a peek at The Tube this fine evening, CBS has a new Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, Big Bang Theory, the two new ones, it's got to be rerun, Mom, and then SWAT, where they just try to kill flies, ABC, New Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder. NBC has a new superstore, AP Bio, Will and Grace, the premiere of Champions, and Chicago Fire. On Fox, it's a new Gotham and Showtime at the Apollo, which really needs a crossover. The CW's got the ACC tournament here. Where you are, I have no idea what they're showing. I only know here. Freeform, Jeff and Charlie help Holden launch his risky scheme on a new Beyond. Disney XD, it's EA Sports Madden NFL 18 Ultimate League Week 5. Sure. Bravo. Two chefs compete in the final showdown in order to claim the ultimate prize of Top Chef. Otherwise, you're the bottom chef. CMT singer Jessica Mack chases her dream of achieving success with four others in a new Music City. I don't even know what that is. E has Bring It On with friend of the show Claire Kramer, who still can bring it on. She promised us she could. FX has the new episode of Atlanta on this fine evening. FXX, The Simpsons, King of the Hill, Pygmalion, Teenage Mutant, Milk Calls, Hurdles. It's weird. History Channel 5 expert coaches guide five truck owners as they face a series of challenges such as the slingshot and the green hell on a new Truck Night in America on the History Channel. IFC, Fred gives Carrie a rock and roll makeover on a new Portlandia. BBC America's got darts. Turner Classic Mockingbird. They're showing To Kill a Mockingbird. That makes so much sense there. But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. Desperate to finally marry a handsome man so that she can get away from her abusive aunt, a dressmaker resolves to kill one of her clients so she can steal the bride-to-be's boyfriend, whom she's convinced is perfect for her. Fiona Vroom, Jason Cermak, Joan Van Ark, but not Vince Vaughn or Owen Wilson, star in Psycho Wedding Crasher.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Gabby is caught committing a crime. The real Gabby, even. Stefan is forced to confront Gabby about her true identity. Not the real Gabby. Okay, look, we just gotta settle this now. Abby gotta be G Abby when she Gabby. Brady continues to work Eve. Come on now, marry me. Marry, 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 marry me. Maggie gives Victor an ultimatum. It's my way or the highway. Roadhouse. Hashtag Chabby.
No lobster lettuce today.
Indeed, no, there's not, because apparently people got the word that Podcasting's Rich Siegfried would be ordered to show up in court today. So I guess it's contest time again, kids. If you have a reason, if you know the reason why Podcasting's Rich Siegfried is in court today, and God knows how long that's going to be, why don't you drop a note and we'll see if it makes us laugh, or at least me, because, you know, 10 to 12, oh, no, I can't give anything away. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com and we'll figure it all out, and I will put up the answer to who wins much quicker than he does, because I care enough to not be ordered to go to court.
Okay, so here's the elevator pitch, guys. The Joy of Gaming, a podcast about only the latest and greatest video game releases.
I'm not just going to talk about AAA games.
Yeah, we got to talk about retro games, indie games, XBLA, everything, man.
Okay, okay. The Joy of Gaming, a podcast about games, past, present, and indie.
But we can't just talk about the games either. We have to talk about the culture and the fans.
Yeah, and the politics, the studies, and the people around the games.
So basically, it's a podcast about everything.
Not everything. This is a podcast about all genres of games.
It's a podcast about the stories behind the games.
This is The Joy of Gaming. You can find The Joy of Gaming podcast at thejoyofgaming.com, on podbean.com, and on the iTunes Store. The Joy of Gaming podcast, having fun playing video games since 2011.
Hi, this is Gareth David Lloyd, and you are listening to Greek Radio Daily with Billy Flynn.
Indeed you are. Because of the whole prison... Okay, never mind. We're not even going to do that. Hey! You know what day it is? I think you do.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring!
You are a scurvy louse.
You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Well, that'll happen, especially when you play a lot of games. Wait. There's not really a lot. Either there's not a lot of games coming out this week, or he was ordered to go to court before he finished doing the list. Let's take a look. We've got Steridan, a space pixel shump developed by Pixel Nest Studio for the PlayStation 4, the Switch, the Mac, PC, Xbox One, Linux. Bleed 2, Keep on Bleeding. Okay, that's not it, but it should be. A side-scrolling arcade-style action shooter from Ian Campbell, brother of Bruce Campbell, so it's going to be fantastic. Not his brother. For PC, PlayStation 4, the Switch, the Mac, Xbox One, and Linux. Midnight. It's a golf-like game where your task is to guide a square-shaped fair. Really? We did that last week, didn't we? Come on, PRS. It's for the U, the Switch, the PlayStation Network, PlayStation 4, whatever. Danimaku Unlimited 3. It's a bullet hell shoot-em-up from Doragon Entertainment for the Nintendo Switch and for PC. I don't know what the hell you just said, little kid, but I don't know that that's special either. So get yourself out there and play something, won't you? People have to feed their children.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. America's favorite teenager will be doing a lot more dramatic singing and dancing. And no, I don't mean the obligatory musical episode of Riverdale. I'm talking about an upcoming film being made in partnership with Archie Comics and film production company Graphic India. That's right, kids. Archie is going Bollywood! Woo! The project will reimagine Archie, Betty, Veronica, Reggie, and others as Indian teenagers. That's teenagers from India. Although there's a thriving comics industry in India, this is the first international comic to be translated for Indian screens, according to the company's release. If you take out the ones they did illegally. It can be easy to forget the global reach that Archie has. Let's be honest, Archie in Bollywood will capitalize on the strengths of everything. Archie and his crew have been musical performers for decades, and the Archie's band, it's a natural fit. And the parents just don't understand the love triangle structure works so well for Bollywood films. There's no release date yet, but Archie in Bollywood is going to be a fascinating experiment whenever it comes out, and has to be better than that Superman Bollywood movie, because, wow, that movie made me say, there is something black in my lentils. For the three people that watched that movie, you're welcome. Mattel announced that it's rolling out 17 new Barbie dolls, including 14 one-of-a-kind dolls that are styled after modern-day role models for its She-Ro program. Huh? Huh? They're cool. It's a new line called Inspiring Women that pays tribute to historical role models. Hidden Figures mathematician Katherine Johnson may have missed out on the Lego treatment due to a rights issue, but she and 16 other women are getting the Barbie doll treatment just in time for International Women's Day. Hope everybody enjoyed that. Gentlemen. Johnson, a 99-year-old black mathematician whose work at NASA was featured in the hit movie Hidden Figures, is included as one of the inspiring women. Some of the other ones will be Patty Jenkins, your Wonder Woman director, first woman in history to first woman in history to helm a film with a budget in excess of $100 million. Chloe Kim, a snowboarding champion from the USA who started snowboarding champion for the USA, a champion at 17. Nicola Adams, a boxing champion from Britain, two-time gold medalist, most successful female boxer of all time from Britain. Helene DeRose, a chef from France. Lalea Pedesh, designer and entrepreneur from Germany. Sarah Gamma, a soccer player from Italy. Zatang Guan, actress and philanthropist, ambassador for World Life Day, a joint campaign by the UN Environment Program and other people. International Fund for Animal Welfare, the Nature Conservancy, and known as the Nation's Daughter in China. So congrats, ladies. You finally get your own Barbie. And Aqua will get a few more bucks because of everyone playing the song for it. Confession time. When I was a kid, I got like these Spider-Man web shooters, and I was silly enough to think that I would actually be able to put them on and swing around like Spider-Man. Nope. All this thing did was make a wet, silly string thing thin. Today is a different millennium, though, and a new Spider-Man Kickstarter product might give me the chance I was denied years ago. There is a new Kickstarter page for something called Air Ropes, the Grappling Hook Experience. Watch the video in the show notes. You'll think it's a joke, but no, they swear it's real. Inventor Trajan Dimsey has concocted a device that enables you to shoot grappling hook ropes from arm cannons, which you can, in theory, then use the ropes to swing through the air just like your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Go look yourself. Dimsey isn't looking for funding to make his product. Instead, he wants to build a grid of giant airbags so he can expand his swinging grounds. Then he wants to get a portable structure like they use at music festivals. Dimsey insists the whole thing is very safe, and in the video you can see he's swinging very close to the ground. But what would happen if someone got their hands on this and took to the roof of a building? You know, like Spider-Man. You know, maybe they'd be screaming as you fell to your death. Maybe. But that is on you. Dimsey intends for his Spider-Man air ropes to be used at a controlled location like a theme park ride. And I don't care if I pull my arm out of my socket or if I break a leg, a knee, or both. Get this damn thing made and I will be a web slinger and not have to deal with that thin, wet, silly string BS. And then, just someone get to work on those x-ray specs. Ha! What a waste of money that was. The FBI and Geek Squad, two names you don't really hear together, and they wanted it that way. Records posted by the Electronic Frontier Foundation following a Freedom of Information lawsuit filed last year reveals that federal agents would pay Geek Squad managers who pass on information about illegal materials on devices sent in by customers for repairs. And now half of our audience needs smelling salts. The relationship goes back at least 10 years, according to the documents released from the lawsuit. The aim of the FBI's Louisville division was to maintain a close liaison with Geek Squad management to glean case initiations and to support the division's computer intrusion and cybercrime programs. FBI agents would show up, review the images or video, and determine whether they believe they are illegal content and seize the device so an additional analysis could be carried out at a field office. That is when, in some cases, agents would try to obtain a search warrant to justify the access. That relationship and data handover could violate Americans' constitutional rights to protections from unwarranted searches and seizures. Because the FBI used them as informants, the EFF says that any search should be seen as a warrantless search carried out by proxy, and thus any evidence obtained as a result of illegal searches should be thrown out of court. When reached, a Best Buy spokesperson offered a lengthy statement, and I'm not even going to tell you all about it, but they confirmed that three of the four managers received payments from the FBI and no longer are at the company. The FBI declined to comment. You didn't want to get caught? You should have used Team Scorpion, the smartest show on television. A two-year-old boy in Shanghai shut down his mom's iPhone by repeatedly entering the wrong passcode. The mom said her DS, which is Muzmit slang for darling son, was allowed to use the phone to watch educational videos. But she returned home to find that he had entered the wrong password so many times that it was locked for 25 million minutes. That's 60 times and carry the one. So it was locked for 48 years. One Chinese technician said he'd seen a phone locked for 80 years. Theoretically, the same thing could happen to your phone if someone spent long enough time typing the wrong password, which would be a hell of a thing to do. Apple's security system locks the phone, increasing increments of time when the wrong password's put in there. Small amount, but then it goes crazy, like 48 years. Of course, locking your phone like this isn't a complete nightmare because all you would need to do is erase your phone data and do a factory reset. No problem at all. No harm, no foul. The story sparked passionate debate in China, with parents saying the mom should not have given the phone to their child and let them play unsupervised. So look, be careful and make sure you don't give your phone to any kids. Unless, of course, they're Bebe's kids. In that case, we heartily advise for you to hand over your iPhone if they ask for it, because otherwise, they'll cut you low. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works Nice Saves 3.0 license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. And hey, if you'd like to submit a possible explanation as to why Podcasting's Rich Siegfried was ordered to be at court today, send that in. God, I hope this thing ends up being a playful thing. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. I'm sure nothing bad is happening at all. He's going to be fine. And I might be a witness. Oh, God, I hope not. Then I got to go to court. Let me go check my mail, and I'll hopefully see you sometime soon. I know I will. I'm not going to jail.
Send check or money order to the address on your screen.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
This is the story of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, perhaps the most remarkable, certainly the most successful book ever to come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor. More popular than the Celestial Home Care Omnibus, better selling than 53 More Things to Do in Zero Gravity, and more controversial than Ulan Khaloufid's trilogy of philosophical blockbusters, Where God Went Wrong, Some More of God's Greatest Mistakes, and Who Is This God Person Anyway? And in many of the more relaxed civilizations on the outer eastern rim of the galaxy, the Hitchhiker's Guide has already supplanted the great Encyclopedia Galactica as the standard repository of all knowledge and wisdom. Because although it has many omissions, contains much that is apocryphal, or at least wildly inaccurate, it scores over the older, more pedestrian work in two important ways. First, it is slightly cheaper. And second, it has the words "Don't Panic" inscribed in large, friendly letters on the cover.